Now, from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
I'm Tom King with this WSAU web update. The Pentagon says a second humanitarian airdrop was conducted in northern Iraq Friday night. President Obama authorized the military to make drops of food and water to help thousands of Iraqis who have been stranded after fleeing a violent surge by Islamist militants. The president also gave the go-ahead to targeted airstrikes to protect U.S. personnel and facilities. A number of strikes were carried out yesterday against artillery targets. There appears to be no end in sight to the violence in the Gaza conflict. The Israeli military is reporting today that at least 70 rockets were fired from Gaza into Israel during the past 24 hours. Gaza health officials claim that five Palestinians were killed today by Israeli airstrikes. On Friday, Israeli airstrikes hit nearly 50 targets in Gaza and killed five. The cause of the fighting appears to be Hamas's frustration with Israel and Egypt over failed peace talks in Cairo. A group of former college basketball and football stars are scoring a big win against the NCAA. U.S. District Court Judge Claudia Wilkin ruled Friday that the NCAA's rules prohibiting players being paid a share of profits from college athletics violates antitrust laws. Her ruling allows for trust funds to be established for athletes to share in licensing revenue for the use of their names and likeness. More than 20 current and former college athletes joined the suit, saying they should share in the profits of the highly lucrative business of college athletics. New Veterans Affairs Secretary Robert McDonald is conducting an independent review of VA medical facilities around the country. During a visit to the Phoenix, Arizona VA hospital on Friday, McDonald said the agency is committed to giving veterans the care they deserve. Also, the Marathon County Sheriff's Office reporting that accident that happened yesterday, killing one teenager and injuring nine others. It happened around 10 in the morning on Highway 52 and Mill Road in the town of Easton. One teen died at the scene. Two of the injured teenagers were in critical condition at last report. Other victims were treated and released at area hospitals. The crash is still being investigated. Also, a highway was closed in Plover yesterday as the investigation into an officer-involved shooting continues. Witnesses say that a man pulled over by Plover police attacked the officer with a knife and the officer shot the attacker. No names have been released. And one person is in custody after an apparent homicide in Wisconsin Rapids. A police lieutenant says the incident happened around 11 o'clock Thursday night in the 1100 block of Baker Street. An autopsy was planned yesterday on a 52-year-old man, the victim's 55-year-old brother being held for violating a previous probation hold. The Wisconsin Law Enforcement Association has dropped its challenge to Governor Walker's restrictions on public unions. That ends the last legal fight over the changes that the governor made. The WLEA had filed its suit in 2012, alleging the restrictions violated its right to free speech, association, and equal protection. A Dane County judge had dismissed that case last year. And are we drinking less or being more careful? The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reports the number of fatalities in alcohol-related crashes on state roads dropped by almost half between 2003 and 2013. The number of injuries in those crashes fell by 59%. The DOT released the numbers as Wisconsin law enforcement agencies were getting ready to launch the annual Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over drunken driving crackdown. It starts next Friday and runs through Labor Day. That's news. I'm Tom King, Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.